going back to my ute. As Matt said, I grew up in rural Maine, which was an interesting place for someone who would someday be a poet to grow up. I went to public school, and this is, I don't know if it's like this for all of you, but for me, in my deepest dreams, when I'm really, really sunk down to my core self, these days from my childhood just come back so vividly, and it seems like there's always something true in there somewhere, and a number of my poems sort of get focused that way, and this is one of them, The School Bus. In the dream, I was getting on the school bus. From the back of the bus, for some reason, only this time, instead of jeers and everyone sliding over to the aisle side so I couldn't sit down, someone said, "There's a seat up here, Chris." It was next to Mary Jo Stillwell, pretty as she was in eighth grade, who had slid to the window to let me sit. And when a kid put me in a headlock, I simply lifted him over my head and set him in the seat in front of me, said, "Stay there." And a little boy had grabbed a little girl by the hair, only this time I pulled him off and sat him down, saying, "You don't ever grab a girl," and sat her down too and asked her if she was all right. No one jeered at this or swore at me or threatened my life for disrupting the way things were supposed to be on the school bus going to Mountain View Middle School in Sullivan, Maine, if that's even where we were going. When I sat back in my seat, Mary Jo leaned forward in a very serious manner, and I kissed her as though it were the most natural thing to do with Mary Jo. Short, serious kisses on that school bus that was nothing like any school bus I had ever ridden, that was exactly like every school bus I have ever ridden. And when she started kissing my neck in a way that tickled, I woke up exactly in my life.